Welcome to this cast from Global Integration. In this series, we will share our ideas on what is different about working in large, complex, matrix and virtual organisations. These ideas come from our work with over 300 major multinationals and delivering over 100,000 participant days of training in over 40 countries. If you apply these practical ideas, you can make your team or organisation faster, less expensive to run, and more satisfying to work in. You can find out more about us at www.globalintegration.com. In this episode, I'll be talking to Kevin Hall, CEO of Global Integration and author of the book Speed Lead, about global leadership. Is it better to look for fit or flexibility? Kevin, how would you define a global leader?
It's a good question. Often, to be honest, it's just a leader who was successful in their own culture or region and then gets promoted to a global role. Or in some cases, it may be that a company is trying to develop a cadre of leaders capable of being effective around the globe. Either way, one of the big challenges is whether to seek out fit or flexibility.
And what exactly do you mean by fit or flexibility?
Well, fit is about selecting people suitable for a specific assignment to a specific location. Unfortunately, what fits in Japan may not be what fits in California.
Could you give an example of that?
I was involved in a manager swap between the Netherlands and California following an acquisition, and the Dutch managers who had been highly successful in their own environment were really unable to motivate their colleagues in a Californian startup, and vice versa. So flexibility, the ability to cope with a variety of environments, may be more useful.
So which do you think is the right approach?
Well, fit is a surprisingly common choice in reality. You'd be surprised, even in very large organisations, when it comes to a specific vacancy at a specific time and location, there are often very few candidates with the skills, experience and willingness to go and fill the role. But I think that developing the skills to be flexible are more useful in the long term.
So which do you think is the right approach?
Well, first we should be clear what we want, just how much flexibility is useful. The purpose of a global leadership cadre is not to be all things to all people. We need to balance flexibility with authenticity, to have both a core of values and consistency and the flexibility to adapt behaviours to be successful in a range of local realities.
So how do you go about developing flexibility?
It's the job of the global leader to bridge the gap between the global and the local. We need them to represent the values of the global organisation. But they also need to be effective locally, or they're of little use to us.
Why wouldn't you just adopt what works locally?
Well, business ethics is an obvious one. If local business ethics or practices are different, do we want our global leaders to adopt local practices or maintain the core global practices of the organisation? What may be effective in one culture may be considered unethical in another. And most organisations want their global leaders to maintain global standards. Some organisations even rotate their global leaders regularly to prevent them building local relationships that are too strong to overcome their global loyalties.
So how do global leaders find the right balance?
Well, balance is the right word, so the answer may change on a daily basis. But at the end of the day, the clue's in the name. If you want to be a true global leader, you probably aspire to a global career, so your primary loyalty is likely to be to the global, not the local.
How do companies assure that loyalty?
By making sure that what I call the keys to community are aligned to the global. Global leaders tend to be rotated regularly. They have regular networking and mentoring meetings with global colleagues. Their rewards and relationships are aligned to the centre. These and other mechanisms are used to keep the global leader's interests and affiliations clearly aligned with the global.
But what about the local? Is that not important too?
Well, in order to advance their global career, they also need to be successful in their current role. If that role has a strong local component, then they need to learn how to do this by learning how to work with people from other cultures and backgrounds. By bringing learning from other roles and geographies and learning what really works locally. At a very senior level, the role may be truly global and based at the centre. At more junior levels, the global leader is the vital link translating global initiatives into actionable local tactics, and making sure that local learning and interests are reflected in global decisions.
It doesn't sound easy.
Well, often it isn't, but global leadership experience is often necessary to progress in large global organisations, and becoming even more important. So it's really worth developing these skills and behaviours if you want a successful career in a large global company.
Thank you, Kevin. It certainly sounds like global leadership is a challenging role, but one that can really advance your career. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Remember, all of the value of these ideas come from their implementation. Just give a couple of these ideas a try and see if they work for you. You can find out more from Kevin's book, Speed Lead: Faster, Simpler Ways to Manage People, Projects and Teams in Complex Companies. Finally, you can see more about global integration, download free articles and videos, leave a comment on our blog, or contact us about our consulting and training services at www.globalintegration.com.